As the Ryan Reeves situation gets weirder and weirder, a massive move is inevitably going to come for the Toronto Maple Leafs, and it's going to come very, very soon. So I'm going to break that down in this episode of Leafs Digest, as well as Joseph Woll. We have a major update in his front, so stay tuned for all that. But before we do, a quick reminder to hit the subscribe button. 80% of you guys who are watching right now aren't subscribed. So scroll down. If you're unsubscribed already, make sure to hit that button. We're on the road to 6,000 subs. Now, Darius, we have a lot to get into today, and let's get into the first topic, which is a major move is coming. I'm going to let you discuss this a little bit. Very interesting time if you're a hockey fan, if you're a Leafs fan. The Ryan Reeves situation, you covered it a couple days ago, hasn't gotten much better. It's gotten a bit weirder, and that move is inevitably going to come, and it's probably going to come very, very soon, but it won't come before tonight's game against the Jets. I have a few screenshots to show, but first, let me just get it from you. What are your thoughts on this and everything that's kind of happened with the way things are transpiring over the past couple days?
Well, shout out to the Leafs for taking him off the IR literally 10 minutes after I released that video, which looks great. Looks great. Thanks for that. But no, they have taken Ryan Reeves off the IR, which is pretty interesting because he came out, over the last few days and he said, hey, listen, I'm healthy besides my knees not being healthy at all, which was a very weird comment that he made. And I was totally kind of expecting him to float away to Robita Island and we'd never hear from him again. But he decided to speak up and say, I am healthy and I can play. So they take him off the IR, but it's pretty interesting. Something has to happen here. I mean, if you look all over anywhere, YouTube, Twitter, or X, whatever they're calling it, the discourse on Ryan Reeves, it's insane. Like, I don't think the vibes have completely swapped on him. Yep. Like, at the start of the season, it was like, wow, this guy's going to come in and, be that tough guy for us and nobody's going to mess with our stars. And now really nobody wants him back in the lineup. And I think he's a huge liability when he's in the lineup. He certainly was earlier in the season when he was in the lineup. So for him to come off the IR and kind of just sit, that is a lot of dead cap just sitting. They're going to have to figure out something, maybe get some relief by putting him on waivers. I don't think anyone would claim him. And if they did, that'd be fantastic. But if he goes to the Marlies, they might save a little bit of money. But just the way the lineup is now, I don't know where Ryan Reeves fits in. And it is a tough look for Brad Tree Living, because he signed a 36-year-old at the time to 3 years, all right, at over $3 million, which is insane. I don't know how they're going to get out from under this, but the situation is very interesting going into the next few games if he actually gets into a game or what they're going to do with him.
Yeah, and you can see here, Ryan Reeves, like you mentioned, was activated from the IR, and it's because Bertuzzi is awaiting the birth of his child. And he's been designated a non-roster player, so it doesn't count against the team's 23-man limit while away. And that kind of goes into the topic we're discussing now. There's a lot of different takes on Twitter. This one blew up saying, don't blame this Ryan Reeves situation on Reeves. He just wants to play hockey. Blame it on Brad Tree Living for signing a 36-year-old enforcer with two burnt-out knees for 3 years. And that's a very valid point as well. But Darius, looking back to this now and kind of looking at the actual roster situation, they're going to have to move or make some sort of move once Tyler Bertuzzi comes back. What kind of move do you think they make? Do you think they end up doing whatever, putting in Ryan Reeves on waivers to get claimed? Or do you think they do a different move and maybe a Nick, I don't know. There's a million ways they can go about it, but a move has to come. What do you think it's going to be before I show the lines for tonight, which maybe is an indication of going forward?
Yeah, and I want to get into the lines too, because I think there's some interesting things happening with the team right now. And I have some thoughts on the lineup in the left wing position specifically. And speaking of left wings, like you said, Bertuzzi not playing tonight. He's a non-roster player, so it gives him the flexibility to also have Ryan Reeves on the team still. But they're going to have to make a decision once Bertuzzi returns, which would probably be in the next few days, probably by Saturday by the looks of it. So it's going to be interesting. I think if you look at the root of a trade, you're going to have to put a huge sweetener in it. It doesn't make sense. I think the most logical way to do this would be to put him on waivers. And it just looks terrible. It's just a bad thing and a bad situation to be in, because we made it half a year, not even, because he got injured. Like, we made it 30 games, maybe less, before this became an issue. And we all kind of saw it being perhaps maybe an issue by year two, but it's a lot earlier than that. So I think the most logical thing to do is to put him on waivers.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I mean, a lot of Brad Tree Living signings this offseason have kind of had this weird vibe to them. John Klingberg, similar thing. And they're going to have to make a move soon. It's curious to see what it is. Let's look at the lines now. Again, Bertuzzi's unavailable. You have Nyes, Matthews, Marner on the first line. Holmberg, Tavares, Nylander, Robertson, Domi, Yarncroke, and McMahon, Kempf, and Gregor. And the blue line is pretty similar. What are your thoughts on this? And again, Reeves, yeah, it's just so weird. What are your thoughts on all this stuff? You can go into the exact details there. And it's just an interesting time to be a Leafs fan. Like, it's just so strange right now. Everything, the vibes are off. Playing a very, very good Winnipeg Jets team tonight, too.
Yeah, Winnipeg Jets, like one of the best top three team in the NHL right now. It's going to be a tough game for the Leafs, who are kind of sputtering around trying to find it. But Nyes again with Matthews and Marner, that's all right. But I have some thoughts. I'll get into that in just a second. Holmberg on the second line. He's been playing left wing, kind of naturally a center. But again, this year, kind of at left wing. I don't know what's going on there. They're just experimenting with some things. Tavares and Nylander on his line as well. And then something I found interesting is with all of this going on, Bertuzzi not available, Robertson gets back into the lineup. For some reason, it looks like Keith does not like this player. He keeps throwing him in and out of the lineup depending on the situation this year. He's not played a lot of games. All right, he's only played 27 games so far this year, despite being up for the majority of the season. And he's gone to the third line with Domi and Yarncroke. Statistically, Robertson, while playing 27 games, is the Leafs' best left wing. He has 7 goals, but Tyler Bertuzzi doesn't even have 7 goals. He has 6 goals, which has been a major disappointing season for him. So I don't know what he needs to do to stay in the lineup, but statistically, I would like to see him. He is the best left wing on the team, and I would like to see him get more ice time at least. I'm not saying like first line, although I would like to see him get a shot on the first line to see what he has, but I think he needs more ice time. Same with Domi. They work well together. They're complete opposites. Robertson's more of a scoring player. Domi's a really good passer and assist guy. So I think that'd be interesting to watch tonight. They're all back together again. I like that third line, but the rest of the team has to get going too. I think the left wing spot has been cursed since like 2016, 17. So it's just an odd situation. But again, Robertson scored when he got back into the lineup. He's making the most of his opportunities. So I think it's going to be interesting to see what he does with this opportunity again tonight. It's an odd lineup. And like you said, the vibes are a little off. And to touch before we move on quickly on defense, Benoit playing with Timmins again. I'm not the biggest fan of Connor Timmins, and I've made that clear through all our videos this year. And a lot of people, will go back and forth with me on that. But he just looks kind of lost at times. But he's a right-hand shot. They need that for some breakout plays. Instead of having Gio there, Gio does need a break throughout the year as well. But I would like to see Benoit put in a little bit better position to succeed as well, because I thought he's been great this year.
Yeah, searching for answers is what they're doing in a time where they definitely need it. And again, gonna be interesting. Let us know if you're happy with this line, or are you just much different looking than we would have expected a couple months back. But that's the way that it goes. And just touching on Robertson, he's had a very—I mean, he's every time he's played well. Maybe he's a big trade piece, I think, this trade deadline or approaching the trade deadline, just because of the way Keith has been utilizing him. And that's something we're definitely going to keep an eye on going forward. But Darius, let's move on now to a Joseph Woll update. Some positive news, kind of, if you're a Leafs fan. It seems positive, but then it kind of ends in a weird who knows kind of vibe there. So Sheldon Keefe says Joseph Woll is progressing well, and that the hope is that when they return from the All-Star break, he will join the practices, but doesn't feel his return to the lineup after the break would be imminent, which I guess makes sense to a degree. And then he will remain rehabbing in Toronto during the break, and hope is he can practice with the team, but game action will not be imminent. Do you think this is because Samsonov had a good game and Martin Jones is playing well? If Joseph Woll is healthy, I have to imagine he gets the nod over Ilya Samsonov. But then the question is, if Ilya Samsonov ends up going on a big hot streak, what do they do with Joseph Woll? Or Martin Jones? There's a lot of questions, but I think the most logical option here is either one of Martin Jones or Ilya Samsonov will go back to being regressed to the mean a bit, I think, by the time Joseph Woll comes back.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because they do have musical chairs of goaltenders now, especially going into the All-Star break, or right around when Joseph will come back. I can't imagine it'd be too long after the break that he will come back, because he's going to start to get reps in. And obviously, he's been rehabbing that, putting in the work, right? So he'll be back soon. But it's interesting you say that, because it starts tonight in my eyes. Samsonov's playing again, and he's playing against one of the best teams in the NHL. What does he have in the tank? Does he have another great game in store for us tonight? It's really going to tell the story of what happens going forward, because I know he's the highest paid goaltender, and I want Samsonov to succeed. I'm really rooting for him, considering his last season, and he has to be the guy to kind of carry the torch, be the first number one goaltender. But I don't know, it's just going to be interesting. Like Joseph Woll has kind of earned that number one spot this year, and I know you can argue like rest versus rust. I think he comes back in, he gets that number one spot. So who's going to go back to the Marlies? That's the main question, because Jones has been good too. It just comes down to who's playing best. Jones has been playing better than Samsonov. So I look for Samsonov to put in a good performance tonight and then what he's going to do until the All-Star break. So I think we're going to have to, it's not a problem yet, but it will be a problem. And I guess it's a good problem to have in a few weeks' time. So I would pay close attention to the next few games that Samsonov gets into, because it's going to tell the story of who goes down to the Marlies, because it's not Joseph Woll, I'll tell you that.
And it's going to be a huge game tonight against the Jets, who are a little bit handicapped, missing a couple players. And you mentioned it. I mean, Martin Jones has played better than Ilya Samsonov. Has played very, very good. And I saw some tweets saying that if Martin Jones ever got put on waivers, there'd be a line of teams now that would definitely take him, just given the situation that they need. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think that it's going to be a big decision for the Leafs, and one we'll definitely have you covered for. But for right now, it's not a problem as Joseph Woll continues to rehab. But that'll wrap it up. Let us know in the comments what your thoughts are on that, and we will see you tomorrow.